presence be in beatitude. For we sing unto tonight, all our worship we give to Him for His great grace, what He has come to mean to us, what we have come to learn and understand that He has done for us and did away before the foundation of the world. We want to believe Him tonight. Everyone all over in the building, all in the mother's room, just try to settle in right now. Let that sensitiveness of this dove that we sing out take away all the frustrations of the day, all the hustle and bustle, and just breathe in your own heart, Lord, quietly. Bring your mind and bring your spirit under the influence of His great presence. Knowing it's not by might, by power, it's not from the will of them that run it, it's God who shed mercy. That's our prayer, Father. I pray you will let the devil lead. This great message can come forth. This great message is to bring a rapturing grace that will sweep into the church. Show us how to repair for this great translation faith. He promised that in His hour. Father, with bowed hearts, in Your great divine presence, we turn our eyes upon You, Lord. We bring every thought in divine subjection. We come yielding, submitting, surrendering, drawing nigh unto You in a true heart and full assurance of faith. Knowing You said, if we draw nigh unto You, You will draw nigh unto us. And as we come tonight, Father, realizing our needs, realizing how insufficient we are of our own selves, but grateful yet, God, knowing that we can look unto You from whence cometh our help, and we can ask and make our requests known with joy, believing that we have received what we ask for, and we ask and it shall be given unto us. And so, Lord, we ask that You would apply Your precious blood to every heart that would stand here making confession for the sin, confessing the unworthiness, dear God, knowing that there is no good thing in us in our own selves. But, Lord, we look to You, knowing, O God, that You imputed Your righteousness to us and Your great divine presence would so assure us of this now as we stand in Your presence, Lord, looking unto You this evening. As we begin these services, Your great Holy Spirit would take Your rightful place where You can lead us, Lord. Guide us into all truth. You can speak Your word into our hearts. You can open our understanding. Your word can create such a faith, Lord. A faith, dear God, that will please You. A faith, dear God, that will bring us to Your power. Your power will produce every promise, every need that we have, Father. There will not be a shadow of a doubt. There will be no uncertainty. For You said that if we ask for bread, You will not give us a stone. If we ask for a fish, You will not give us a serpent. You want us to be specific in what we are asking for. Know that You are interested in all our needs, Lord. We can cast our care upon You with confidence. Knowing, oh God, You care it for us. May even now, Father, while hearts are being centered upon You, while the thoughts of the minds of Your children are being filled with You, Lord, Your Holy Spirit settle down, Lord, upon each and every one of us. Like that great dove came out of heaven when heaven opened up and settled upon the Son of God. And God and man was united together. The dove and the lamb was together. So dear God, may you come down upon every eagle here tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh God, may you grant it. May Father, your great Holy Spirit, break forth the vision of your word in such a way tonight, just like it was when you probably on that bed, Lord God, many years ago, when you had longed and awaited, begged and cried, pleaded. One day, oh God, you would show to him something, Lord, to bring peace to his heart, something to give assurance, something, oh God, to cause him to stand up, oh God, in the face of every enemy, in the face of all circumstances, and yet not be shaken in faith, yet not, oh God, be confused in mind, but to stand, Lord, upon a rock of revelation, knowing, oh God, that he had an absolute, he had something to get hold on to, something to know, dear God, will come to pass. When that vision broke and you saw that enemies in that tree, Father, and that voice said, your enemy is dead, Father, that settled it for him. Because he knew those visions never fail. He had seen hundreds of thousands of them since he was a little boy, 18 years until he was 56 years, 18 months old until he was 56 years. And not one ever failed. He knew it was settled. It was his absolute. It was a tie post to him. It was an anchor of the soul. Lord, we know your word still brings the same kind of assurance. For it says, heaven will pass away, but your word will never pass away. That's your unfailing words of promise tonight. And I pray, oh God, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the thing that face your children, Father, the thing that they have struggled with, habits, evil powers, sin, oh God, Father, that seem to have dominion over them. Hallelujah! Something will come to their heart and they will know sin will not have dominion over them anymore. Hallelujah! Something will come to them to let them know, Father, it's under the feet, dear God. They stand as a conqueror, taking all dominion over it, Lord, and walking forth in victory. We are believing that tonight, Father, because we come here with the same kind of faith, the same kind of people, Father, with the same kind of circumstances in their lives, Lord. Hallelujah! And knowing you are the same God who gives the same kind of witness, bring the same kind of confirmation, can produce the same kind of faith into the hearts of your believing children. Because you give us these things for examples, you give us these things for a channel that our faith can operate through, and know, dear God, that you're working on changing ways. You're still working in an expectable way. You are the unchanging God. And so we look to you tonight, Lord. Lord, you will lead us and guide us when we leave this service. Lord, we've gone away with peace and assurance. We've gone away with great comfort. Knowing you, the great comforter, the blessed Holy Spirit, is here to make these things true to us. Grant it, Lord. Bringing your children that is on the way quickly. Bring us all in one mind or one accord. Dear God, may you do the exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. For you are the author and you are the finish of all faith. So we thank you, Lord, as we wait with expectations to see what you will do tonight. For we pray and believe in the wonderful and precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And could we all say amen? Amen. Praise his wonderful name. God, we should bless you. And to welcome you in the house of God tonight. In the book of the word, we'd like to read in the book of Leviticus. We want to welcome all the saints from different places. Come up, I know there's a Friday night. All them demons are moving in you. Everybody, they have been really trying to hustle to get up. You certainly appreciate all the sacrifice you have made and your perseverance to be here to take, not just to listen, but to take your post of duty, to sit here as a warrior of the faith, to believe God, to expect to receive from him tonight.
Doare Dumnezeu să fie mângâiat. I'll be speaking in a few services out of Leviticus 11 to 16. So I'm opening up tonight in Leviticus 11. And we will be in those scriptures and simply desire to see more of Him. Christ is the mystery of God revealed. Christ is revealing His own word. I want you to pay close attention because we're going to read this quite long, so I'm going to skip some places. I'm going to pick up the places where maybe cover most of what is in the chapter, but you'll have to read it and meditate upon it. But just open your heart and let the Lord speak to me out there. Let's take three speak to now. Leviticus 11.
And the Lord spoke unto Moses and to Aaron, saying unto them, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, these are the beasts which you shall eat among all the beasts that are on the earth. Whatever part of the hoof and is cloven footed and cheweth the cud among the beasts, that shall you eat. Nevertheless, these shall you not eat, of them that chew the cud, or of them that divide the hoof, the camel, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof, even to the teeth. And the rock badger, now my Bible has some more literal translation, but the long bottom of it. And the rock badger, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof, he's unclean to you. It must be cloven footed and it must truly come. Must have both, must just have one. And the hare, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof, he's unclean to you. And the swine, though he divide the hoof and be cloven footed, yet he cheweth not the cud, he is unclean to you. Of their flesh shall you not eat, and their carcass shall you not touch. They are unclean to you. These shall you eat of all that are in the waters. Whatsoever hath fins and scales in the waters, in the seas and in the rivers, salt water and fresh water, them shall you eat. See? Whatsoever hath fins and scales in the waters, them shall you eat. And all that have not fins and scales in the seas and in the rivers, of all that move in the waters, and of any living thing which is in the waters, they shall be an abomination unto you. Think about it. A thousands upon thousands of species in the waters. And starting with the whale and all kind of shellfish and oysters and lobsters and crayfish and what shall we think about it? Is in the waters. They shall be even an abomination to you. You shall not eat of their flesh, but you shall have their carcasses in abomination. Whatsoever hath no fins or scales in the waters, that shall be an abomination to you. And these are they which you shall have in abomination among the fowls. They shall not be eaten. They are abomination. The eagle and the ossifrage and the offspring and the kite and the falcon after its kind. Every raven after its kind. And the ostrich and the night hawk and the seagull and the hawk after its kind. And the white owl and the cormorant and the horned owl and the swan and the pelican, and the carrion eagle, and the stork, the heron after its kind, the hoopoe and the bat, all winged insects going upon all four shall be an abomination unto you. Now notice, God is covering categories. First animals, then fishes in the water, then birds in the sky. He's taking every realm of his creation. He goes to the insects. Yet these may you eat of every winged insect that goeth upon all four which have legs above their feet, with which to live upon the earth. An insect is not too big, but a man, before he eats it, you have to examine it to make sure it fits the description for required. So you have to examine some small things to make sure it is clean to eat. Even these of them may eat the locust, like John in the Baptist, of his kind. And the boll locust of his kind, the beetle of its kind, and the grasshopper of its kind. But all other winged insects which have 4 feet shall be an abomination unto you. Verse 29. These also shall be unclean unto you among the creeping things that creep upon the earth. From the animals to the fishes, to the birds, to the insects, not in creeping things. These also shall be unclean unto you among the creeping things that creep upon the earth. The weasel, and the mouse, and the tortoise of its kind, the parrot, and the chameleon, and the lizard, and the snail, and the mole. These are unclean to you among all that creep. Whatever that touch them, when they be dead, shall be unclean until evening. Verse 46. This is the law of the beast, and of the fowl, and of every living creature that moveth in the waters, and of every creature that creepeth upon the earth. To make a difference between the clean, the unclean, and the clean, and between the beast that may be eaten, and the beast that may not be eaten. Let us pray. Almighty God, we pray, Father, that you will take our hearts and minds now and anoint you with your Holy Spirit. You know all scripture is given by inspiration and is profitable for correction, instruction. When you hear upon the face of it, you said not one jot or one tittle. Smallest punctuation mark, Lord, shall not fail us. And knowing, O God, that if you will take such a great portion of scripture just to keep repeating all these things, surely you don't do things in vain. It will have some purpose and some meaning. Take us out of the carnal mind and give us spirit of understanding. Let us spirit of truth. Can we be reveal truth to us, and we can know how to walk and how to live in this hour. Grant it, Father, we pray. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Let this turn in the Bible. Let's try to get settling and get your heart and mind quickly to the focus of the word. We have maybe some people might come in late, so we don't want to disturb us. So we desire to have your mind in a channel where you can hear, because the carnal mind is not going to get this. The mind is just dull and lazy and not zero into the word. He's not going to get this. You're going to hear about things to eat, and you're going to just reason, but I need you to be in the spirit. You need to be where you don't think with your mind, or where God can reveal to your heart. But sometimes you've got to probe with your mind, and your mind don't know it. And when your mind don't know it, you just get into a realm that where you try to imagine. So just let's see how the world is going to begin. All scripture reveals Jesus Christ. Amen. Not feeding on a man, we're feeding upon the unfailing body of the Son of Man. So you should be looking to him. I want to take my title tonight, the dietary regulations of the covenant people. Because all these things are dietary laws that God has given. What to eat, what not to eat. Where these things exist, where you find them. How to examine your food to make sure that you just don't go and take something and put in your mouth. You know, those who are hungry and I want this hunger to be removed, so I'm going to eat. You want to know when you sit to eat, you know what you're eating. You know what you're eating is clean, because they eat unclean things. You were cut off from the presence of God and put out of the camp. And you couldn't come into fellowship because it was considered unclean, because you partook of something for nourishment that was unclean. So you want to know that you are feeding upon the right thing. Let us turn a little bit to read a little more scripture and maybe get you a little more adjusted and better acquainted. Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. Paul speaking here about Jesus, what has been accomplished in the cross. Verse 14 says, plucking out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no man therefore judge you in food and meat or in drink, or in respect of a feast day or a new moon or of a Sabbath day. See? Let no man judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a feast day or a new moon or a Sabbath day, because Christ, he nailed all these ordinances to his cross and he moved them out of the way. Which are a shadow of things to come. But the body is of Christ. The shadow and the body. When it says body there, I don't mean like a physical human body. It's talking about the substance, the object that casts the shadow. Which are all these things, Sabbath day, feast day, new moon, meat, drink. All these things that will give it to them in ordinances and laws will a shadow of things to come. But the body, the thing that casts the shadow, is Christ. So the diet that God gave them, the thing that was clean that they should eat, that was Christ. That's part of Christ. The thing that was unclean that they should not eat, that was unclean that was separated from God, spoke of someone as Antichrist. Let's turn to another scripture. Let's get over to Hebrews chapter 15. Now remember, Hebrews is what? Type in shadow with substance. Showing the type and the antitype. Hebrews chapter 11, verse. There are tabernacle, that type something. There are lamp, that type something. There are priests, that type someone. See? There are blood, that type of better blood. There are rest, that type of better rest. So all those things are under the law we just read in Colossians. Christ with the substance. To all the shadow. When he came, he moved the shadow aside. Because now the reality that those he spoke of was here. And what it gave them in part, in a temporal way, in a figure, had come in reality. So now, we look and we see Hebrews 13 here. In this book where he is showing the type of the antitype. Remember, verse 7, they who have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith followed, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and to the end forever. Many times you quote just verse 8, but verse 8 is a continuation of verse 7. He's somewhat following them, who is the end of their conversation, is Jesus Christ, not yesterday, but the same yesterday and to the end forever. Their conversation, he's the same in all generations. Their conversation is that he's the eternal I am that I am, who don't change. What he was yesterday is still today. He's a fallen man. Being carried about with various or diverse and strange doctrines. For it's a good thing that their heart be established with grace and not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied with them. What's this? Their conversation, Jesus Christ is saying yesterday and forever. The word that they speak, the revelation of Christ that they bring, not a historical Christ, not just a second person in the Trinity, that he, like if God had a son, but God himself manifested in the flesh. God was in Christ reconciling the world himself. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. The fullness of their Godhead bodily dwelleth in flesh. Their conversation, their message, their doctrine, Christ. So he says, know that, follow that, don't be carried about with divers and strange doctrines. But follow Jesus Christ, saying yesterday and forever. For the good thing we have to establish with grace and not with meat. Because doctrine is meat in the Bible. The servant giving out the meat in due season. He that eateth milk is unskillful in the words of babe, but meat belongs to them who are full age. I feed you with milk because you are babes in your carnal. He said, but I want to give you meat. To whom shall you teach doctrine and make to understand knowledge? Then that are, say, weaned. Weaned is what? When you take the baby off the breast and take it off the milk, you bring the doctrine. So he said, don't be carried about strange doctrine. The doctrine of Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and forever. Let your heart be established with that. Not with all these different meats. So what are we getting to now? Christ, when he came, was the substance. He was the Sabbath. He was the rest. He was the meat. He was the drink. Did he say, I'm the bread of life? Did he say, eat of me, you'll never die? Sure. He was the Word. Glory. So here we are seeing that Paul is trying to show them all the different meats that people try to go after. In other words, teaching. In other words, peace. Because when Jesus came, he said, what going a man mouth glorify the man? The God who gave the law when he came in flesh. He said, I don't glorify nobody. He said, I'm passing from the door. Speaking to Paul, he says, let no man judge him, he can drink. So the pure things are pure. He said, what can I set before you eat? So those things, which was a shadow, one day were going to be taken away because it spoke of something. If God was just dealing with the natural animal, the natural fish, or the natural bird, you're dealing with something that had a far greater significance than that. God is always interested and very particular about what man should eat. You know that? And what man should not eat. Let's turn to Genesis. The book of beginnings. Everything else is original in Genesis, all food. Remember, the Bible begins in Genesis. It didn't start in Leviticus. And God don't get a new thought. He got up to his knowledge. But he's unfolding his mystery that he put in seed form in Genesis. Because God made man, God knew what was the type of food man was to live by. Look here when he made man. Chapter 1 in his own image and likeness, chapter 2, he put him in flesh. Now, verse 15, chapter 2. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to till it, to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, For in the day that thou eatest, thou shalt surely die. Death is associated with eating. Now in eating, he gave them herb to eat, physically. Then after the flood, when he started over in the days of Noah in Genesis 9, he says, now you can kill the animal and eat it, but don't take the blood, because the life is in the blood. Then when he came unto Moses, another covenant again. Yeah, God choosing Israel as a special people, a covenant people. A people that called by a prophet. And God is giving them dietary laws. Not the world. The people all around the called people could eat what they want. But the people who is called out, God is provided and specified what their food should be. Hallelujah! And God began to give them characteristics to be able to identify the food that he approved. So no man can force false food on them, because they know how to identify the true food, because God tell them what to look for in the true food. You get it somewhere? Amen. See, I get you alive now. Your mind started functioning. Amen. Glory. God is always interested in what man is. He said, "They eat of that tree, and it's pointing to a certain tree, you will surely die." Amen. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. You know, verse 1 to 6. There was being offered food to eat that God said was unclean food. God had told them, "They will eat that food, it's unclean, you'll die." Forget how nice it sounds. Forget how sincere the man look who's saying it. I'm giving it to you. Tell how hard he worked for it and catch it. And how he eat that, nothing ever happened to him yet. That might be good for me, it's good for you, amen. If God saying good for you, ain't good for you. Glory. God has specified to you where your food is. And God specified to them what their food was too. And he specified to them the unclean food. All this you can eat, but that, the day that you'll die, that's unclean. But we find man can't stay with the clean food. Man, how about you get craving an appetite for what's good for him? He'll wait until our allergy break out. Or something's going to happen to him to realize that food won't greet him, to realize he make up a certain way, and God know how he make up, know what he make him up that way for. What kind of function you have to function in, and what type of food is for that man who make up that way. Because remember, a dove can't go up and eat. A dove have no gall. It make up different. Is that right? Amen. Glory. So verse 1 to 6. This preacher was trying to put over some food here. And this woman, this church. And she got confused and she started to get a crave for the food. Amen. And by the time she eat that food, her fellowship with God was cut off. She realized she was naked, the glory left. She's in a bad condition. She didn't realize it, because God didn't come down and talk to them after they eat yet. While she was eating, she was feeling good. But when God came down like a flame of fire, they were running high for their life. Verse 8, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves in the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, "Where art thou?" And he said, "I heard that voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked and I hid myself." God knows that the condition, the wrong food has produced that condition. The right food has kept you clothed. The wrong food has taken clothes off you. Is that feel warm. All of a sudden you have too much clothes on. All of a sudden you get comfortable. All of a sudden you have to free up yourself. You run food day like that. See? See, that was naked. And he said, who told thee that I was naked? That a consciousness has only come after certain symptoms show itself. Because of eating the unclean thing. God knows the true food couldn't produce that. God knows if that's why he was warning them from that unclean food. So when we down there, they're confessing the symptoms. You know, you can't manifest the symptoms until you eat it. He said, I didn't eat that. Maybe the way that this guy can give to you, you know that you eat it. Amen. That cooks for this guy's food, dude. Now what? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldst not eat? And the woman said, whom thou hast given to. And the man said unto the woman, said, the woman whom thou hast given to be with me, he gave me the tree and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me and I did eat. So it was the confession of it, they ate what they were supposed to eat. Let's jump down to verse 22. So eating was connected with death. The time they begin to eat, they died. They were no longer the same, they were changed. Verse 22. And the Lord God said, behold, a man is become as one of us to know good and evil. And now lest he put forth his hand and take also the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth of the garden of Eden to till the ground from where he was taken. Look, here we see now eating is connected with life. He said, let he sent with him and take and eat and live forever. You get to eat over here, from this tree you'll die. But if you eat from this tree, you will live forever. So, look, God was always interested. Was very particular what man should eat and what man should not eat. From the very beginning, God told them, as we see here, what was good for food, what was not good for food. So right now we see eating was connected to life, and eating was connected to death. Now, God's principles are always true. It does two back there, two here. It don't change. Death will still be connected to eating the wrong thing today. If the first time death is manifested, it comes by eating, then every time death is manifested, it comes by eating. If the first time life was manifested, it has to come by eating, it has to come by eating every time also. From Genesis, all the food was put under two categories. Is that right? Under two categories. What is to eat and enjoy and health and strength and everything else, and then what was death to eat. You know, three and four, all the food was under two categories. God said, what is going to bring life? What is going to bring death? Now look now. So eating, we know it is connected to the fallen man. And eating is also connected to the redemption of man. You know that the truth? He said, if you eat them, you'll die. If you eat my flesh and my blood, you'll live forever. My kind of life, remember every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. What was given man to live by? The word. Which word? The word that God spoke. Not the word that God spoke perverted to say something else that God didn't say. Not the word misplaced or mislocated or misinterpreted. Not even the word with the wrong emphasis on it, or the word in the wrong channel, that will bring that too. How many know that? Glory. So all the appropriate foods, God began to specify to them. He took the whole ecosystem, animal life, marine life, bird life, insect life, life of creeping things, life on the land, life in the air, life on the ground and the sea, in the rivers. This great chain of life that God in creation and Genesis, when he started with the creeping things all the way up until man headed the creation. And did you notice, many of you who go to school and who study these things, you notice that you read Genesis 1 and 2, unless you don't read it with understanding, that every fruit that man has discovered today through science, which is the true discoveries, not all this bunch of nonsense about this bone is worth billions of years old and all this kind of thing that they try to exalt their knowledge, but what they find out of how certain things work in the universe. Oh, everything is a great chain of life. That God created it. And God set it in order and God said it was good. And today man is finding out when they destroy one species. They break up this fragile chain of life. And then many species begin to go extinct. And then many things begin to happen. And then they change the earth. And they make it more in a modern type of civilization. Bringing in a scientific world. They are replacing what God did with what they want to make, and it is backfiring upon them. Look at the world today, falling apart. The atmosphere is destroyed, the sea is destroyed, the earth is destroyed, the air is polluted, the rivers are polluted, the sea is polluted. Man and the great science have destroyed the earth and themselves. But look at God here. He who knew every creature. Maybe some of these creatures, they might never even know them. Born in Egypt, held in slavery. And when they begin to travel through the wilderness, journey to the promised land, they begin to see things that they've never seen in Egypt. They begin to see different type of terrain, different type of, because Egypt had no sea, no river Nile down there. They begin to see things that begin to really open up their understanding. They begin to see some type of trees that Moses could take and throw it in a bitter spring and make it sweet. As they travel and animals and different type of fruit trees, they're never eating grapes in these things. In the wilderness. Then when they went in the land, they saw these things. It was a new life for them. Time. So many things God is speaking, maybe right here, there on the spot, they didn't know it. But God know that where they were going, what they're going to meet. What might look tasty? What might look exciting? You hear about exotic dishes, exotic foods. You know, different countries have different type of foods. Latin America have one type of food. Then the Asians have one type of food. The Africans have one type of food. Then people like Chinese food too. There's another type of food. Then have Greek food and Arabic food and all different type of foods. Italian food. And then people are not acquainted with all different foods. But those people, you know, caviar, all these things, Russians like. It's expensive. And when you see people having stomach, you know people are going to eat that. Why? You have a quieter taste for it? You would not like what Eskimo like? But Eskimo get all the meat and eat all the fat. Because his body is craving that because of the environment you live in. Man, get a lot of fat in your plate, but you don't want that. You can't eat, you can't stomach that. Because your body, not in the environment, under the conditions. I'm trying to tell you, the environment you're in and the conditions around you have to do with the crave you have for certain things. You see what you mean? How come the Corinthian church could have craved for a doctrine of no resurrection?
I don't know if the Galatian church was craving for circumcision. How come they get influenced in that teaching? The environment they was in. The influence was predominant there. Try this, my boy. Try this now. Try this. You taste nothing yet. See, you're gonna like it. You're gonna like it. See? Yeah. You're not drinking this. Oyster. So let me start by oysters. I can't lie if you want some oysters. That's it for yourself. See? And people, you know, who see it, you know, they will have to go along sometimes. They can't digest sometimes. So when you look and see, many times people have a different claim. And so God, from the very beginning, when he laid these things out, and he began to give them a law concerning what they should eat and what they should not eat, the people he had just called out on that prophetic message. And God said, I don't want you to forget what you see the Egyptians feeling on. Forget what you see the Babylonians feeling on. Forget what the Assyrians feeling on. Forget what the Canaanites feeling on. You see the Baptists feeling on that? Forget that. That might be good for Methodists. Is it good for you? That might be good for Jehovah's Witness. That's good for you. You ain't that. God said, don't worry, say that. He was particular. See? In designating the diet, God showed them what to look for. You think God will tell the believer today what to look for? I was preaching up in Poland. I said, all these sort of things that come in and put in a persuasion, influencing the people carrying them different places. I was preaching the ashes of the red heifer. And I said, when they have to bring the ashes to sprinkle a person, to clean them from defilement, they have to get running water. They have to have cedar wood. They have to have hyssop. They have to have scarlet inside it. Because the scarlet represented the blood. The cedar wood represented the cross, a red one. The hyssop was fake. The common weed that grow. The running water, not water from a cistern. Not stagnant water, running water from a river. Let's speak of the Holy Spirit. Apply with something that has a life in it. I said, when you hear the gospel preached, you better look for the seed of water. You hear people promising you, hey, is God doing this and God doing that? Sometimes you hear people going to compliment them and say this in the gospel because they just get caught up in influence around them. When you look and see the characteristics in the food, I said, you have to make sure you see the seed of water in that. Man, put that gospel on the cross in it. Man put that gospel of faith, no hyssop in it. Man put that gospel of pipe running water. You see the water, but that's stagnant in water. What dead dry letter? No inspiration. You know that's what God has theology. That's a cleanse. That's why people being preached to day and night, and they're still in a condition. Can't come out the page. But let bullets and running water go in that world. But I shake that thing away from them. Break the power of that evil. You see a servant come flying. You better make sure you fly on six wings. You better see that action and reverence with humility. You see a man preach a message, he is saying the Messiah on the earth. Then you know that ain't a shepherd. The shepherd making the signs on the earth. In other words, God told them what to look for to know that the food he wants them to feed on. Whatever part of the hoof, whatever cloven footed and chew at the cud. The hoof speak of the walk. Chewing at the cud. One of the outward life, outward walk. The other one, the inside life. Chewing upon it, digesting it, meditating upon it, regurgitating it. Getting all the substance, all the nourishment out of it. Because it gives us health, it gives us strength, it gives us sustenance. Food always has to do with health. Is that right? Food plays a great part in health and sickness. How many know that? So God, all the appropriate foods, He tell them what to look for in it. Because you're going to be doing the same thing all the time. Sometimes you're preaching the word, something new comes out. Man said, boy, I was in the spirit of a flight today. I went up in heavenly places and I caught a hold of something. But you better watch and see what happens out of that. That might be something new. You got to make sure it has the characteristic God says. If it's a bird, what could happen? Yeah, I went on the depths today. It comes on fish. Is that scary and fish? You see, I remember that eagle. He said, there's a power into the electric eagle. You got charge off of this. Might be the wrong charge. Won't you follow me? Glory. Let me speak on you. Very quickly. You see, sometimes you have two species of something and a person can't tell the difference. Didn't back in the last day, two species were so close? How are you going to keep your unclean food? God tell you what to look for. To see if that is going to put you in the right kind of walk. You feel a creeping thing. It says these creep into houses. Bring the word here. How many remember in 2 Kings, in the days after Elijah, when that Ahab and Jezebel was in a union, religion and politics, and that Jezebel system was taking over the whole world? Elijah had come, but he only succeeded in killing about 7,000 back. He didn't get the whole nation back, 7,000. Broke that thing for temporarily along the lives of you. God today bowed on the end. Didn't give you a message. Don't be afraid. It's falling somewhere. And God showed me. Then what's something? Then after that time, the famine gets in the air, like it is now. When the days after Elijah, when the time of the Jezebel system is taking over the whole land, when the hour and when the squeeze is coming down, even though the famine is for bread and water alone, but for the head of the two words, alright? Brother, they gather together for a little meeting and they begin to get a pot in the fire. And there's a man who can tell the difference between species. He was more picking with zeal. We will work till Jesus come and begin to dance and different things. And he's just picking and throwing for it. I'm working for the Lord, I'm working for the Lord, you know, and trying to put some flavor in it and so on. But here we like what he's putting inside here. And brother, when the pot was finished, they find a kind of froth along the pot. And the pot gets a certain dark color that the true peace doesn't bring. Man realized business. Get the cooks. All the men who are guaranteed, get them. Check them out. When you pick up your son. When you pick up your son. What should you be going to them? Man said, well, I'm reading something Dr. Smith say no. And I give it away laughing too. Oh, that the problem is. It looked like the thing, but that's not the thing. Yeah, they didn't bring it to the filter. It come in the pot. And then all of a sudden, you get a little Armenian flavor to the pot. And some people who was now getting entered into rest and being able to maintain the peace, that have come back under that nervous strain and tension and trying to work themselves back up into something. You know what I mean? Something gets into the pot that keeps the people tore up. Arminianism keeps the people tore up. Calvinism take them over on an extreme and make them what will be. God predestined all things. So who will come, you will come in. And no faith. Not knowing works is faith expressed. If you predestinated, then That means you're not perfect faith, but I know your position. I know what God made you. But if it's here predestined, then you have no faith to move. Something wrong, you have it the wrong way. Let's get in the talk. So God says, God knows how food can get mixed up. And God knows peace is close. That was it. God is what? Identified by his own characteristics. You see two birds fly certain way. He said they're not the same color. They may look the same way, same size. He said, but when they begin to fly or feed, the habit, the life that moves them is different. Though their appearance might look the same, the characteristic is different. Now the Antichrist might try to impersonate the Holy Spirit, but he can't be the Holy Ghost. But the Holy Ghost is faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, but the Antichrist can't be that. Holy Spirit is truth, he's not error. And the guy has some truth, but with error. You know what I'm saying? So God now, in giving them the food, he gave them the characteristic identification that they have to look for so they could distinguish the clean food from the other foods. But here, people, you see, if they don't learn their characteristics, you can mix up the food. Many people substitute one kind of food, one ingredient for another. Make them cooks could disguise food. You know that in the Bible? Jacob, Isaac said, "I feel for venison." He said, "Esau, I think the Lord showed me a time for me to go. I want to get one good last savory meat. Put in this skewer, I want it seasoned up a certain way." He said, "And then I want it on skewer, you know, cut up the pieces I like and roll them over, and I want it medium well. You know, I like my meat." And they had it in second. And when he took the bone, he went for it to hunt it and search it out. Rebecca said, come, Jacob, come. Go and get two kids from the flock of goats. I will make this savory food for your father. They will eat it. And she had a way, she had a cook up goat, young goat. And the guys are food to deceive him with the intent to steal the blessing. Brother of Ephesians and them, they stand under the blessing, simply stand among them people. Angelic visitation, visions, resurrections, discernment, translations. Is that right? They had the gift of prophecy. And then all of a sudden, what began to happen? People start to bring young kids, disguise the food. And next thing you know, they steal the blessing from them. Paul the chap says, "I think I'm a bishop. I think I'm an archbishop." You angel say, "What? You can't say God makes a man." He said, "How you so sure? Taste it, now taste peace, you know. See? Good cooks. I think that's the problem today. I think some people are defeat without looking for characteristics. I think that's why some people have no real blessing. They don't last. I think that's why some people talk about a lot of power, but they don't produce nothing. They talk about a lot of discernment, but all that wrong leadership, they get mixed up in the wrong things. They get everyone pull them out of. This is the night your enemy was getting. Anything troubling you, the vision coming to kill that tonight. Anything you try to break through for years, you can't break free. God wants to break forth that vision in your heart tonight. You can walk out here different. Glory be to God. Eating was connected to the fall. Eating was connected to Adam losing the title. Did you know that? Ethan was connected to Esau losing the birthright. Do you know that? He come up the field and he see Jacob in a mess of pottage. And he wanted it so bad. He had a crave, and Jacob know what he used to crave for. Jacob study him. Jacob know his sign. He born under. Jacob know the taste he has. Jacob know what he's susceptible to. Think Jacob is a supplanting joke? You know why he shut him up? You think that that was the moment he was going to seize and get a hold of what you wanted? Because he knew the weak place, and he's going to master in that weak place and break through every defense and come in and take control of what he had. Satan knows evil is too long, and she's got to develop a case. She's got to get the cream. She's got to be tempted. See? She's too long. She's got to seek the good for you. She's got to desire it because she thought she was going to get you out. She wanted more wisdom than she had. She wanted to compete with Adam. Adam said, "Know this. Who is the shortest man in the lowest village, in the lowest place on earth?" I'm coming out of a hard question. To show like she gets revelation to. She then trap her, inflate the ego, get she ambitious. Don't you realize the devil? Remember what Samson, Delilah was told by the Philistines? Find out where his strength lies. See what you have a taste for. See how he likes it. See how much it is to take the satisfy. Know how to build him up to a place when he can't refuse it. People can't tell the difference. Things look alike to them. There is a lot of things look alike. It could be so easily mistaken and it doesn't get to be eaten. There's an age where so much of the lie is being disguised to sound like it's going to look like the truth. And flavor! And so many people lose their blessing. Adam lost the title by eating. You know the title come up by eating? You know that? Adam lost the dominion, he lost the authority, he lost the power, he lost the image by eating. And the image coming back, the dominion coming back, the life coming back by eating. Man eat the way out of it, and man eating the way back into it. And so God, knowing that that house was the beginning, begin to give them laws to unfold to them under the Edenic covenant. He said, okay, this is the law concerning eating. Under the Noah covenant, this is the law concerning eating. Under the Mosaic covenant, this is the law concerning eating. When Jesus comes now, he said, come and dine. He had a menu too. I've come in and suffer with you in the last days. Take this and eat this, and you'll prophesy again. We have something to eat, which I don't like what you're eating. Some eating that and some eating this. Those dietary laws are only given to them. Now what's happening? So we found all these things. It was only a shadow in the natural. It spoke of the real eating, which is the word. The unclean meat represents false doctrine. And the true meat represented true doctrine. The doctrine of God. So God began to show them one day all these unclean animals, all these things. It had a representation in the human realm. You know that? Acts 10. Peter, after Jesus nailed him on the cross, and the Holy Ghost came back, the truth was no more with Peter yet, all what took place under a shadow. So the Lord dropped down the vision on Simon the Tanner house, and Peter see all kind of creeping things, four-footed beasts, snake, all kinds of things inside the sheet. And God said, "Rise, Peter, say of it! Not the Lord, but some! There's nothing that we never come in this mouth! And you're always careful, right?" And God said, "What I make clean, you don't call it clean." And Peter was pondering what the vision meant. And while he pondered, the Spirit said, "Three men
at the door. And when he went to the door, it was God had sent the Gentiles over in the Gentile part of the body. Those beasts in the realm of creation represented people. Represent food and represent people. You say, is that so, brother? You should be wise as serpent and harmless as dove. You get that?
As a sheep is dumb before a shepherd, so he opened up his mouth. God comes in the form of a dove. God comes in the form of a lamb. God comes as a lion. God has cherubim in heaven. Lion or oxen, either of these things. Powers. It had a representation because the people here in the spiritual realm. Animals and birds and creeping things, all these things, even bodily life, have spiritual representation.
Jesus said, Herod that fox. Go tell Herod that fox today, he's a cattle devil.
Why call him a fox?
You ever read up on fox behavior? What the naturalists, National Geographic people observe of fox? It's rude. He's a carnivore. He's a predator. He's sly. When he's hungry, he can't get nothing. He won't be a thick dead. And he don't get it. When you want them bees and you don't want to get them, you know when he spread the tail out and they come in that bushy tail. And when you get them, if they're trying to interfere with the stem, and then you run against a wall, hit it, and you don't want to destroy every one of them. You ever got tricks? He set his trap when dogs hunted him and run him down. You ever wait and you remain on his tail. And then when they come close to get him, you shake it again. And such an offensive scent, you turn him off all right, and you're going to get kids and grown them. So Jesus watched the man's characteristics, the man's behavior, and he heard a good politician. He can't set traps for me, very political moves in these things. Because remember, Herod wanted John. At first, he thought, well, John was controlling the people, pull up the wilderness. If I have that man, brother, in the team, when I campaign in next year, I sure to come back into power. If I can get a man and give him a church and give him some building and some ground and some tax exemption, I could really give. Invite a few cocktails to a government party and give him a certain status. But if John was Caiaphas and Annas and them. So Herod knowing that Jesus got him 7,000 and this man can walk in the wine, this man healing people. He said, if I have him, I will never election. No, I ain't a big new hospital. But this man healing people. This man multiplying bread. Romans oppressing me here and these things. This man making people contented with their wages. This man making people scared when they want to share. I need a man like that in my party. See? And Jesus knows. He wasn't a Jehoshaphat who Ahab could manipulate and seduce. And give entertainment and give food and nice drink and wine him and dine him and then control him. He was not going to push the fire. He was the man pleased and no son. So he knew, he said, go tell Herod that fox. Look at John, son of the Pharisees, Sadducees. Look at him, oh, sister, I'm so sorry. You didn't thought to die. This should be the household. I said, who should be hopeful? See? You say, you generation of vipers.
John the lion still inside the wilderness. How it's slitting the grass, how it camouflage itself. How it's a wise. How it crawl low. But what again, high places.
The Paul says, in Philippians, beware dogs. In Galatians 5, they let the consume and devour one another, bite against one another. When you saw a man, but a fighting among the seven, arguing, debating, and contention, and them spirits, and they were standing off people and these things.
Yeah, a dog spirit.
If you don't lock the door for you. See? They feel you are what you eat. It represented people, it represented food. Because remember, they get their food from people. And what somebody gives you is what they feed on. And become part of them. You get this away? He said, John, it's not going to vomit. Might be a good fighter, might be a good guard, but what's on his backside? What's going to go back to the old thing? Well, like a soul. He said, wallowing in the mire. They knew all the animals that God was talking about. He said, it might be the hook, but it don't to the cut. For the automatic part here, grievous wolves when the community came to love. You ever read about wolves? They smoke in the night. They night creatures. You see, they get along, wolves, they get along a flock. And they begin to listen to the shepherd. And after a while, they can imitate the song of the shepherd. And then the wolf will start to make them song. Sometimes they feel. So the man is revealed. She doesn't bright from the bright, she's in the bright coming. Glory! Think about it. Paul is watching. Then he said, these who creep into houses. They don't come in and open, let's go over to you, you know. Your husband gone out. I hear he's in Poland somewhere. I think I'll pass on. Creep into houses. Wow, better feed them creeping things. Food influences behavior. You know people in the Caribbean and Latin American country that hot stuff? Like it's spicy. I know there's a temperament. Do you know that different parts of the world where you live, the geography, the type of food you eat, the location where you live, the weather conditions, all these things have to do with your complexion and your features and everything else? You remember that one man from the beginning, huh? Remember God make a bunch of different people, you know. Man's catching the earth afterwards. See? The people, because man is eating at that. Why did some of you in the message for years, before maybe in different churches or before the message, you say, out in the organization, different organization. You think you can with a good Catholic, some of you. Some of you are good Methodist and Baptist. Some of you are loyal Pentecostal. Some of you love Seventh-day Adventists. Why do you think so? Because man will adapt to environment, acquire taste for that. I don't know, feed on certain type of food. You know sometimes what happens to people? When they pass back on some of the things, or they mount water back, the memory. But I retrieve all the things in the subconscious, I trigger the emotion, and they mount the water for some of the things again. And that's why I'm on the radio listening to a lot of Pentecostal nonsense all day. And they want to get a hand in the some there, the little book to see if they get something down inside of you too. What does it tell you? It tells you about crave and taste. It tells you about past influence in an environment that has some control over you and an environment that you want adapted to. And certain type of food you digest, and certain ways you walk in the past. Why do sickness trap people in things that they used to do before? And why do man, brother, when he can't make progress, always resort back to the old thing he wants to strive to rebuild it?
How many of them are serving the Bible? After 17 years, we're going back to college. After about 10 weeks left and right, when you hear from God, you're going right back to it. So the serpent, she fucked viper, crow, all these things in the Bible. Even fish, Matthew 13, Jesus said, the kingdom of God is like a man throwing them in the sea. Bring up what? Good fish and bad fish. He threw back on the bad, where he checked nothing, no scale. He turned back out. Like a prophet went to the fishing. He said, they were catching one of them little old fish that spot on me. He said, I don't work it out at all. He said, I'm going to dig a little more trout. He said, I won't catch them. Tell me if you want to learn. He went to a big church and plenty of people are in front. He wants quality. He wants them to stay in the water. That's why he's preaching. He was killing it down many times. Think about it.
He knew what he was looking for. Glory. He knew what he was looking for. In brute serpent, he said in the vision, I saw the serpent went in the water. He just shot it back into it. And went back in the water. I gotta hide it. What was this spirit he shot? A spirit of idolatry. A spirit of strengthening from God. A spirit that was wanted to take away from Jesus Christ. Is that right? A spirit of leading people in the world and leading them to idolatry. The kind of Christian houses. The Christian houses said, I'm a God. And he laughed and said, that was me, that was him. And whatever he said there is right. He said, no man can know this but God. The name is so and so and call him. You see, He said, no man can know it. And then he called the man in. The happy God. That's God. He is God. So I baptize him in everything. Look at these people. Why? There is a serpent. A creeping thing. And they're sitting upon it. And they start to grow people. And anoint them with it. And those people couldn't look at it and say, that's unfair. You're trying to serve me something, and I can't be here. That behavior ain't right. If I eat in the right world, I have to bring forth the right behavior. Most of those creatures, God expected the Israelites to know. God put a responsibility upon them. Concerning the diet. It was required of them to acquire a knowledge to know of everything they're going to eat something, you have to know what God says about that. God put that responsibility upon them. My brother, my sister, do you think you called by this prophet under this message that God wants you to feed upon the same thing they feed upon on you? He said, you watch what a man is feed on. You don't know what kind of spirit a person having there. You see what kind of books they read. See what kind of music they listen to. See what kind of clothes they buy. See? And when you see that person, attitude, how they handle situations, how they behave under certain conditions, you know what kind of spirit is in that person. You know what they're feeding on. When you see the behavior, when you see the attitude, you know what they're feeding on. Because you are what you eat. In the natural, food makes blood. And blood is your life. And he said, that's why when they hybrid the food today and they eat it, they destroy the life because that is not the right grain. That is not the right cow. They inject things into it. They pass it through different process. And so it backfires in the body and no man trying to get deformed in the body
instead of putting a bed in ground with all kinds of sicknesses, there's no existence in that body. When you see a churchman, Paul says they begin to pervert the world. When they begin to pervert that world, you know what begin to happen? We talk about dietary regulations for covenant people. Adam and Eve under that first covenant had a dietary regulation. And if there's a Noah under that covenant, God gave him a dietary regulation. And if there's a Moses under that covenant, God gave him a dietary regulation. In the last days, God gave us a dietary regulation too. He tell you what to stay away from. He tell you what brought death. He tell you how to disguise food. He tell you how to look close. He tell you how to spell the word and chicken by the word. Make sure you have five different identifications. Make sure you have five musts. Make sure they're mislocated in this place and misinterpreted. He tell you what to look for. Make sure the word and the seed of the word. He tell you for the channel that the word is in and the continuity of the word. Because food plays a great part in health and sickness. Those laws are a shadow of things to come. He was speaking about the real spiritual meat, about doctrine. Because unregenerate man always sought power, wealth, wisdom. Now you actually think people are doing channel? You actually think people eat all them kind of strange, back and different things God was about it? The people around were eating that. But a lot of those things, when man fell, they tried to find something that they could partake of. When man fell, you know, I mean it's kind of warm, but don't let me get from the fishing. When man fell by eating, he lost his power. He lost his wisdom. He lost his wealth. Now he's like, he was a god of the whole earth. Now he's a king of this earth. By sweat of his bread. He fed the poverty to the bondless work. When he's in charge of the whole thing. What is a king from here? Is that move? Is an animal to do this? Go and do this. All nature obey. Window blow right now. Blow over this way. Let Jesus control the wind. Let him control the waters. See? And when man fell, God began to unfold the mystery of redemption to his fallen sons. Because they were seeking the way back. They knew man wasn't born to be subject to sickness. Man wasn't born to run and be intimidated by animals. They knew man wasn't to get frustrated and get handle problems. They knew when man was afraid when circumstances come and your protection. You see what that is the battle of kings. Ace and all them went and bribed all these mercenaries to get the fight for them and God get this. Because they depended on the protection of God. You must have people but change their stand, go to believers and unbelievers, do different things, compromise. When they get pressure, they don't know that they displease God the same way. They don't know friendship is the world enmity with God. They don't know that they get in trouble. Because Rachel has even craved an evil appetite to Abraham. Why are they going to think of God not as you made that day of Sodom? Why are God revealing to Abraham the plan for what he's about to do with Sodom? The lot and the mare on the table, feeding on the food from Sodom, while we talk about the next election and what will happen in Sodom, and we're going to talk about the next table mare. Abraham. God will tell Abraham to change the body and go judge something with fire. Who you want to eat with? Now what? God begin to open up the man to the approach to come back to sacrifice. And when God, what catch it? When God begin to unfold that way, what was the sacrifice? Animals, birds, plants. They bring the meal offering, the wheat. They have oil and wine, the grape and the olive. Is that right? Yes. But they had a bird, they had turtle doves and young pigeons. They had bullock, they had goat, they had ram in the offerings. And in the peace offering, God and man eat together at the same altar. And God leaves, catch it, God leaves specific parts. of the animals a man eat. And man wrought the exploits, being linked up with God through sacrifice. He operated in the miraculous. And he did the exploits. Will man see that? Unregenerate man see that? So they know then, if a man could offer sacrifice, a bullock, and he get a power and a famine that was upon his land, move and he get rid of it. And the enemy is coming to invade a man, and a man made a certain sacrifice. Oh, snake was biting somebody, and a man make atonement to a snake and put in a pole. And that gets really well. Well, man begin to find out, man always desire to come back into the supernatural. You ever see voodoo? When they make you sacrifice and drink the blood and eat the heart? You ever eat the army? When you have certain type of foods in his freezer? Man heart? See? Different parts, different animals that they believe they eat of the leopard, they'll get the power that the leopard has. And if they eat this part of the lion, they'll get the courage the lion has. But all those foods that God was telling us unclean were foods that were connected to sacrifice, sacrificial rites and rituals that people was engaging in with the hope of acquiring a power that would cause them to operate in the supernatural. Why does a man believe a false doctrine? They'll give him a power. That influence it. It'll bring him close to God. No matter things, don't he go to hell? Where a person that burn a candle says, but Hail Mary, because they were trying to pass the exam. Where can a papa go and get on a monk and be a pig on a child and tell this Saint Christopher, when you're going traveling in the States, you're going to get tired, your genius will be safe. They want protection. They want leadership. They want wealth. Because man trying to find a way to come back to that. And so today, friends, the enemy, when he saw how man desired that, Satan began to way that seemed right. And remember, he only perverts what God had. So they can't make a sacrifice. They make a right. They say certain things. They chant certain chants. They work with certain things. And what is that for? They want the power. The mind of bat. A way to move on in the night when it's dark. That way the power. See? But a man wants a kind of wisdom. See what the serpent. Why all snakes in the morning ended up into them hidden worship? The raven had a certain omen with it. The falcon, see, like the Egyptian, when he said falcon feather falls. The eagle feather, why didn't the Red Indians and them all want their eagle feathers and climb the mountain again and put it here? Why didn't have that? I think I'll smoke that pipe and cut that blood. See? But I'm going to think of big blood has come. Can't give a right on your tongue. I'm going to go to Burma. Had some people here. But one lances to the body and these things. No blood coming out. Sharp things. But it slices it in half. Cut this thing again. And no cut. Man, we see in Africa here, live up a big piece of train line. But by teeth, tap the cut a little bit out, put it out like that. Pick some man, stop him out, look at him, get back up with his hands. See? What did he do? A sacrifice. A win. Because they believe there's a power. They think that God's really going to come in, but Satan's going to oppose with the power. He was giving them a perverted power. You see, people today, they believe they eat plenty oysters. That will make them potent in the bed. You don't pack the water. You say, stop the liquor too.
Then you have these things advertised out there in the drugstore. I was hearing it, I know it's true. They got some Christians here, they're going to buy these things. See? Why? It intrigues the mind, some of them intrigues the mind. They want to perform in a certain realm. Call it power. Aphrodisiac. Oh, but you're going to pick up over there. The goddess Aphrodite, all these special things. There's a woman over there too much. But the men, remember how Rachel had the mandrake? For Jacob? But you couldn't get pregnant? Sure! Let me get quiet. That's the Bible. I quote the scripture for you. Some of you in your private life talk out. But remember, there's a type in the spiritual, isn't it? Isn't it? Oh my, the time is gone. Let me finish it. So man operated serpent. Look at Moses, friend. Moses took a serpent and put on a rod. Man got to a serpent that power. Man wants to operate in the spirit now. What would snake? But that was sin judged. Now the brass typing Christ on the cross. God used the serpent that caused you to fall back in the Garden of Eden. God said, watch all the things that they're eating. Because today in many nations around the world, it still has these things in a primitive form. And then we have it in a modern form now. When it drops down, you buy it in a tablet. You buy it in a TV capsule. You have it in a modern form. Scientific form. But what? It's still the same spirit. Let's turn to First Timothy 4. Let's read some scriptures in. The first, these laws of what? A shadow? Meat represent doctrine? And in the natural, the unregenerate man sought after these different types of foods. You can only eat a certain type of shark fin and a rhinoceros horn. And you mix that with some frog legs or something. That will give you a certain power. See? Well, what's something? God tell us now, is I giving you something here? When this open up to you, it will open up power to you. It will change his body. You will leap over a tube and jump over a wall. If they went to the utter voice to you, you will shock the heaven and feed a billion ton of flies. It represented spiritual things, friends. But I want to show you, Satan took people by that into rituals. In the Colossian church, Paul said you're worshipping angels. They're trying to worship angels. In the Galatian church, there's one that can get circumcised. In the Corinthian church, is it animal resurrection? How did the Sadducee doctrine come up in the Corinthian church? How did the Pharisee doctrine come up in the Galatian church? How did the Roman mythology come up in the Roman church? In the first age? How did it come up in the food chain? When you feed on something, that feeds on something too. You're gonna get to the food channel while you get me. I wanna show how things come the food chain. All energy comes the sun, friend. Plants taking sunlight and they store it and they're changing the chemical energy and they produce food. Plants are producers. Then birds and man and animals go after that. They are consumers. So one realm of the chain is feeding on another realm of the chain.
And then that plant is growing from the mineral kingdom into itself, into the plant kingdom. Then now it comes up into the animal kingdom. Then you say, give me a book, I want some letter to Martin. And give me a fish sandwich. Right there, you deal with the sea, you deal with land, you deal with botany life, animal life, and marine life. But you don't see it too. You ain't seen it too. Because you are omnivores. You feed on all the different realms. When you know what you're feeding on, Holy Spirit, when you know what you're feeding on, then you're not sure what's coming into you. All these are oysters, they feed on sewage. What a man said, but this tasty rabbit! He said, you know where that's feeding us? You know that man getting that from? You know who that man is talking on the phone? You know who just called and getting that? Coming up the food chain. Amen. Yeah. You see, some of you, I ain't somebody strong as that's where it's your mind in a city channel camera from the natural. I'm trying to walk this back to the shelf. Eating, they lost the deed. Eating is a lost the birthright. Disguised food, he lost the blessing. That's the difference. Man could definitely put on a killer whole assembly. If our next man didn't stand there and know how to get that set into the pot, you better know how to counteract that thing. Man with good intentions! Wow! Okay, back over 1 Timothy 4. Lovely. Let's look at some of those things and see these meats that people were taking up with, thinking it has this power inside it. But Paul said it didn't profit them in Hebrews 9. It's all these strange meats and these things. It don't establish their heart. He said it didn't profit them who was occupied with them. 1 Timothy 1, verse 4. Let's read verse 3. Paul talking to Timothy. And I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which ministers questions rather than godly edifying in the faith, so do. Instead of trying to get the people edifying in the things of God, they were trying to seek out strange meats. An endless genealogy by then, it's not about genealogy and trace that genealogy. But a mind gets so disoriented with reality that just genealogies. As Paul said, in the end, the people are full of questions. I want to be father's boy. I want to be mother's. My Shona boy. My mother's Higa boy. My mother's Sila. I'm not going to have fearful thing in me that's come on me some time ago. I know that one of the born woman. See? I know the free woman. So now you get full of questions. Because a person, what the minister can destabilize, can put questions into her. Question whether they're saved. Question whether they're going to make it. Question whether God's doing anything now. Who are you doing anything now? Or God taking a rest? Or God doing something later on? Or God raise up my next man? Questions! Look at the apostle eye, how he spot that. He says, this teaching will bring that kind of thing. That was the minister. The nourishment they get to that. When they eat that, the vitamin that is carried. It's a perverted life. So the vitamin perverted. He says, questions. You go away feeding on. Verse 26, verse 20. Oh, Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. Avoid profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, knowledge, falsely so-called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. So watch this again.
He says, keep that which is committed to thy trust. The word that he gave to me. Avoid profane and vain babblings. And opposition of knowledge thoughts. So called fighting this, fighting that, fighting this. See? He says, the people who profess that, they have urgency in the faith. 2 Timothy 2. You will see how people with pride, they eat certain things in that first age. And in eating, they end up in the stomach of the first body. They started in the spirit. What I was feeding you, I had you in the spirit, I had you airborne. I had you being able to know how to approach God, knowing where your rest was based on, knowing what your approach to God must be. He said, come back, he said, I find you. You're unsettled, you're entangled again in the yoke of bondage, and you're going back under the bondage of beggarly elements. He said, no, I feel a fear and come upon you. He said, well, what up to you? You end up in the flesh. See, commit this. He said, the work of miracles come by the hearing of faith or by the word of the law. What does feeding them kill the spirit of revival? You see, what you eat, it does influence your behavior. Because that does feed on something. You're eating that for nourishment. So I'm going to show you. The function of the realm, the bird, the fly, that bird, the fly there, he needs to feed on certain things. So he has to come down out of another realm, find that vegetation, find that fruit, or find that fish or insect, and he's built for it. See, when you watch a bird beak or a bird foot, God don't watch the feet of these things. You know about the life of the bird. By that bird feet, you would say, this one is living water. This one is scratching around. This one feet, the talons, is used for hunting. This one beak is a water bird. This one beak is a ripper. The characteristics of the thing identified activity in life. And when you know what environment it is, you know what influences that life and what that life feeds on. You see what discernment does mean? That's where discernment has come from. It says, yeah, you get a vapse. Wisdom. To break a thing down. Where see the spirit of God and tell it. Because God put it on building blocks. And when that bird feeds on that, he is that plant take that energy from the sun, change it into chemical energy, store it up in cells, push out fruits. Then that man feed upon that, change the energy again, and store it into bird cells. Because there are certain foods that give you eyesight. Is that right? Yeah. How many read the Bible? Remember when Jonathan dipped his staff in the honey and his eyes become bright? Man says it for thirst, man seen mirage, so I bring a fast on everybody. Go to the camel. You know, the camel is an animal that fasts plenty. It'll go for long, long, long days on water and food. And the camel built to put on his knees and pick up its burdens. You get something? Amen. God said unto you, do it that. You know who is the camel? Arabs. And they drink the milk too. Oh, we get it away. When do we get our work skill on them? But I'm a fast. I'm going to kill a fast. I think I'm going to fast, yes? Go a little fast, you know. They're trying to fast to move things. They get on the knees fast to pick up burden that goes over the cross. You got a long days on water in a camel with a big hump. Camels will be lying. Uh-huh. You understand it now? You are what you eat. You are what you eat. What influences the life, brother? God is particular. Man wants part of this.
Not only change, not only going to rapture.
Man say, you believe this solution is
there.
We are it. Man say, you just, you know, you just call me. Everything you think was a Greek word cloud.
And you get a perfect emotion. You get so intellectual. Jesus come already, you don't think you're going to these things no more.
You didn't pray for this anymore. Missionary worker. What will be, will be. How do you get saved?
You ever, you know what a local wind is? When a horse is local wind, it has a jump and buck and kick up and everything else.
When you see attitude behavior, you know what it's feeding on.
It is the food producing that behavior. It is where they hold it. Grazing. When a man plants a whole pasture, a local wind, and fencing their pasture,
you buck and jump every day.
Because all you get is local wheat, nothing else. Anything else you're afraid of.
See?
You're a kind? Camel.
Put them underneath quick.
Many days without water. Many days without food.
Looking spiritual? But unclean. Unclean be doing that.
That Arab food. You're Muslim?
But there's a world place where a man has walked with God. Where a man has positioned the world. Where a man has approached God. Where a man has said, Abba Father, God is his
Father. Where God has come and been that man. It's the time when you see God. Where a man has walked in relationship with God. Where a man knows what God has made him in Christ.
There's a food where a man can eat.
Where a man knows the path of the sacrifice thing. When he and God feed on his own sacrifice, the right way. What man with false food they try to come into?
Man say, I have a case. Going by the court, it's just crap out a mouth. It's a lock in the mouth. A slice melon gin and somebody leaving inside it, and it's so with hog heels. What is this? He's looking for a power to liberate. He's trying to access a power to liberate. Oh, somebody has softened the heart of the judge to give mercy. Lighten the sentence. He's trying to access a power. So he's eating certain things that influence his behavior because you want to get in a certain place. And sometimes you're going to the wrong diet. You don't even know what you eat. You get allergic. Food, some food is constipate you. Some food is get diarrhea. Loosen you up, it's going to tighten you up. Food has that ability. It affects the body that way. What's that type of food going to the body, into the system of the body?
Certain type of food, but it makes organism break out upon you because you're allergic to it. Why? Because food has certain ingredients inside it, but it brings a reaction, a chemical reaction inside of you.
Food is not a normal thing for you. That's why God had to tell them and identify them, because God knew what it was going to take to nourish them and sustain them and keep them in His presence, and He knew the realm they had to perform in. So what did they were able to achieve what they achieved in every age by what was said to them. He said, this is bright time, this is rapturing time, we can't bring you the message, we can't bring Wesley message, this is the whole seven course menu, because you need all of that to give you the best rapturing grace. But then there are people eating things, and when man eat that,
you get shrewd. You see all our foxy ways come on. A man's gonna eat all the creeping things. The God can know it, and he can't identify by the characteristics, so no guys are clean.
So that creeping house. Always creeping in the back, always secretive. You say, what is the matter with this man? What is taking place? See? 2 Timothy 2. Let's read. Verse 15. 16. 15. Okay, 15. 16.
But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. So first we finally do what? Genealogy, minister questions. Profane and vain babbling again, open the faith. Now it increased unto more ungodliness. And your word will eat as got a gangrene. Of whom Hymenus and Philetus, who concerned to have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrew the faith of some. They had a type of thing when they served that. They disguised that it looked like food, but robbing people of faith. It's robbing people of love. Some people would have feet and no shake people hand at all. Some people, they eat something so their mouth is getting fire. London build their false, but the devil! Okay, different things. Would it feed them? When you see them, you can't, but you shake your hand!
See? Something gets feeding them, they have them hyper.
And then you know what the behavior they were supposed to be. So, how is man expressing one here? Take him in his pride for using? How is man forgive some attention? How is man will ever come and say, "Sit in this is a mind tree"? You can't forgive some attention? Do something. How can this man stand there and say this faith of forgiveness, knowing that God has forgiven you? And this sound of condemnation? So when you pray, you believe you have received, and don't doubt in your heart. Your subconscious don't get in trouble. So Paul says, all these things that they were occupied didn't profit them. Now look, let's just start this to show you how it comes to the food chain, and we bring it up through here. Because I want you to see that what God was describing to them was the whole food chain. From the animals, which they eat, grass, and other animals. Because in the realm of animals, you have those who just feed on insects. Then you have those who are predators. And the higher realm go is the pure predators get. When you get to the big realm like lions and tigers, they have territory. This is mark of territory. You have a lion who is the head of a pride alliance. But usually the next one would honor their sitting among the miles. Then you have hyenas. Them hyenas and them, they have the territory. And the animals who are we, they mark the territory. The bear, you go by a big tree. He's marked. 12 times. The bear find it. He get pushed out of his territory. So he wants new territory. We can't, but your bigger beard come and take over. He will be subject to that beard. So he come over here, he see that in 12 feet. He got 14 feet. You know what he do?
For a higher mark.
And guys, this food I'm talking about. So this small beast come now. Because the beast come.
When you come on a tree, you walk out there, the morning thing begins strong.
And you come by tree, checking in landmarks, seeing the territory, his domain, where he rule, where your power. Any water pass it, he had a fish in that, the big fish in there is his own. He go again, catch that fish again, feed the young ones. See? When he hibernate, he have a place where he hibernate. He ain't got no next beer inside of him. So when he comes, and he sees that 14 feet, he knows. Just that sign alone means, hey, take off. Your reign is ended. The hyenas and them, they walk and they urine in certain places. And that is bad effect. Men just put people there. See? Men just mark up the territory. But in Russia, 7 meters down. Yeah, I was in Europe recently, and we were going to have a meeting. And the person in Europe was asking me, who I'm going to invite? I said, I'm going to invite you. He said, and from the time the brother here, he said he refused to sponsor the meeting any further. See? Why? Because that's somebody territory. Remember 1984, when you're in Zimbabwe, I was brother from Texas. He said, God has made me the missionary to Zimbabwe. God told me Zimbabwe is his own. The guy's his fear, his fear. He's the missionary there. Anybody coming there invading his territory? Now that is what was happening in the first ages. Where there's coming. That's what's going on today in the world, in the message. And that's why God will stand up. And that's why the world goes out to expose and to uncover them things. And I came back from Poland and the Holy Spirit come Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and begin to open the things I'm going to preach here in these services to show you. You see? Because Leviticus 11 is dealing with two kinds of food, going back to the two trees in the garden. Leviticus 12, dealing with childbirth, the uncleanness of childbirth, how one has to get little girls for purification. Showing after they eat, it was childbirth, sexual birth. Leviticus 15 and 14, due to leprosy, the sinful nature of man, the nature that comes by being born by sex. It's leprous. Moses' right hand turned to leprosy. A sign of the human race of leprous Christ being a leper. Leprosy. Taking our sin upon him, put back in the bosom and make it clean again. When he put our sins far away in the cross and rose for our justification. When he sent the Holy Spirit back to us, a new birth, a new nature. Then Leviticus 15 deal with issues, discharges out of man and woman. Dealing with the sexual organs. That the perverted life coming to the world by. That give man the leprous nature. Leviticus 16 deal with the atonement. How Christ on the day of atonement was killed at the brass altar. How the first coming. He ascended in high when the priest went into the Holy of Holies. He sprinkled mercy after the purchase book at the altar. He went to do the ministerial work. Then he appeared again in the outer court to man to see the appearing. To show he has now declared the work. The seven drops of blood have been sprinkled for the people. And then the jubilee was blown for man to go back to the original beginning. I'm showing from Leviticus 11 to 16 is dealing with the fall in the garden, eating the two trees. Clean food and unclean food. Then childbirth. Because from the eating comes the birth. Then the nature, the carnal nature of leprosy, rebellion against God. Then the sacrifice, the atonement, when God come down and slay the lamb to show the approach back to God, the way back to God through blood of our sacrifice. If man had to come back into fellowship with God again. See? So God in His Bible, in His Word, unfolding His mystery, was showing all this eating. Because when we come back in the last days, let's close it up. Revelation 2. The same way the church fell, man fell, the church fell. You see people, you know, kind of chameleon. You know those creeping things? Chameleon? You know what chameleon? You know what that is? Chameleon is like going to court 24 hours. Yes, it's called all the time. Small is it? All the changing color. The creeping spirit. You know that you put a man as a chameleon? He's very variable and consistent person. He in this today, not tomorrow. In this today, not tomorrow. All changing colors. You get among them, comes on to sound like them. Get your head to the country, sound like them. See? Snail. God, they couldn't snail either. Not a queen. Man, you have a very slow coach, you have a snail. You don't have to be a slow moving animal. When it's a sluggish person, slow, you're a snail. When it's a consistent person, you're a charm again. All these children, Paul, as he was, as he men with in that country, he said, but amongst the buzzards,
scourges, his epistle.
Did you read that? Another one to the end time? That scavenger? He's the one that can fly up into this realm. They'll bust the pieces. Yeah. Did you get a petty hawk on a telephone post? So, lose identification, wait for a cat to match a dead rabbit? Did he say, I don't see new rabbits? Is it a seven-course menu? You see the song in your mind, it's not written. But you get in the prophetic word, you see what it is. Revelation 2, what? You better know what your treatments are. Verse 6. In that first church, God went here, but this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that hath an heir in here. What is preached unto the churches, do not overcome it, will I give to you to the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. God is going to give you the tree of life. You know why? Because the church was already deceived like Eve. Paul said, the serpent beguiled Eve, so deep, who was preaching another Jesus, had corrupted the minds of the people from the simplicity of Christ. The church was a fallen woman, she was a seduced woman. And so the deeds of the Nicolaitans was what? Conquering the lady. What they were eating, what they were feeding them. What was? Men seeking political power. Was trying to control people, take them back to the early priesthood. Man wants to be over man. Man wants the mark of territory. It was nature of peace, friends. And so God said, death already step in. You better step from that thing. He said, I'll give you the eat of the tree of life. You'll be able to live forever. Come off, eat it up. Because they had already begun to eat from the tree of death. They started taking the unclean food. Look at verse 11. He that hath an ear, let him hear the Spirit say to the churches, he that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Look, he promised them life. Why? Because what they were feeding on began to bring death to them. Verse 14. But I have a few things against, because thou holdest, yea, again that holdest doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel to do what? Eating sacrifice unto idols and commit fornication. What was they had? They had a doctrine. They had meat that was connected with sacrificial rites. Balaam had brought Israel into what? False union. What it was for? To destroy the originality of the people. To pollute the bloodline. So that God would have to disinherit them. To break down the immunity in Israel that caused them to separate and resist the evil. He tried to bring them into fellowship. He offered them something to eat, and the Muhammad going to begin to dance. They went to a sacrificial feast where they carried out certain religious rites. And they were giving them these unclean foods that had been offered them. And that, you know the prophet said? He said they went to a convention. And they lost the truth of what Pergamos. When Constantine united the church, they lost their water baptism, one God, all these things. They begin to lose their originality. They begin to start a whole man push in admiration. They begin to look up to man. Why? Because now they're becoming idolaters. Men push has been established in their heart instead of the world. Oh, isn't he nice? Oh, I really enjoy him, boy. I tell you, I had a time. Oh yeah, you like me to play with you. And particularly in certain places. Because you don't know that you're vile. And you know how to conduct yourself around preachers who are such a plant. And I thought, I fear that this one beguiling, he'll seduce you. Because the Corinthian church had already wanted to play up. Not knowing that open the womb like Eve, the false teaching that was going to cause them to lose the holy veil. Verse 15. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Repent, or else I'll come quickly unto thee quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. You don't have an heir, let me hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. Do not overcome it, but I grant the eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and the stone of the new written, which no man knoweth, save he that receiveth it. So God says, you don't eat the doctrine of Balaam, don't eat the doctrine of Galatians, I have something to eat. I'll give you the hidden manna to eat. Oh man, I know you're hearing me going to cut off the clothes, but you ain't getting me yet. The hidden manna. Manna is to come for 6 days, right? And the 7 day no manna is to fall. Because the manna for the 7 day is to come on the 6 day too. So the 7 day manna was sealed up in the manna on the 6 day. You ever read the 17th? He says, the seventh trumpet summons for naturally unto the 16th. You got on the note, Max, stop! Don't go no further, let's go to that plate for tomorrow. He said, then you're mature to go to that seventh seal. Not a man I've heard even attempt to try to do that. For the last 32 years. If that happened, you have to stop when you come down. God has given you hidden manna. You'll find it. And it's going to be the word. And when it's going to be the word, it's going to be from Genesis to Revelation. So what the first three ages? What are you talking about? I'll give you to eat of the tree of life. I'll give you to eat hidden manna. Because they're eating doctrine of Balaam. They're eating doctrine of Nicolaitans. They're eating them doctrines. They're going to idolatry. They're going to different things. They're getting seduced. You're not going to the second death if you eat from this tree of life or this hidden manna that I'll give you. The hidden manna is Christ. The tree of life is Christ. That's what Christ is, that mystery, friends. There's a mystery that comes back in the church. This great capstone, Jesus Christ, these seven pastors, amen. This mystery, that why the heaven was silent. They can want to get a hold of it. He's bringing all kind of food, disguising it. Trying to play with words and terminology to make it sound like it. But everybody know the rare food, but I know the characteristic to identify if that is the clean food or not the clean food, if that is the guy's food. You'll know the behavior, you'll know it by the walk, you'll know it by the talk, you'll know it by the action, you'll know it by the fruit of the air. Ain't gonna be exalting man, ain't gonna be talking about man person. Angry and not to behave themselves in the house of God. Angry strife and contention. Angry because of gangrene. Angry because of genealogy. Angry not that minister questions. There's been peace. There's been assurance. Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, open the door. I'll come into him and sup with him and meet me. He doesn't promise him what he's going to get him to eat. Now he says, I'll come and sup with you. Open the door, I'll come in. I ain't going to leave you to go and try to gather your own food. This peace is my peace. The peace offered of God's peace. God and man peace at the same altar. Man was the guest and God was the host. Hallelujah! This is the oneness. You'll sup with me. In Revelation 10. Verse 8. And the voice that I heard from heaven spoke unto me again and said, go and take the little book, which is to open the hand of the angel who stand upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up. But it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it. And it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy to me among many nations and peoples and
among my people and nations and tongues and kings. Watch, friends.
What God has given man back to eat, He had promised him the first that will feel like. He had promised him, I'll give you. You will be here the second day. He promised him, you will eat them things. That's the unclean food. I'll give you his man to eat. Come back to the last age now. They still haven't gotten yet, popular time. They said, evening time, supper time. He said, I'm coming to sup with you. And then, he said, what it was? What Adam ate and fell away from. It came back to us to eat. The clean food. The original food. Brother, in this have lion, in this have ox, in this have man, in this have eagle, in this have dog, in this have lamb, in this have olive and grape, in this have wheat and corn. So, it's here. Everything has come back. That man is eating himself all the way back to the tree of, from the tree of life again. He's come back to the clean food to become the word again. And this eating is, you know what? Bringing back an image. It's bringing back a power. It's bringing back an authority. It's bringing back a dominion. It is coming to us a sacrificial rite. An approach to God through sacrifice. It's bringing man back. This is what man, in the beginning, had looked for. When you observe all the different behaviors in people, you better examine what they're feeding upon. See this oyster feeding on sewage. Or see this bat. You know what the bat will do? The bat will destroy all the fruits of the tree. You wrong the knife and destroy all the fruits of the tree. You know what the ferret will do? And the weasel? Bat to the weasel. But Abraham, when he had his experience with the dove, with the enemy, was a weasel. You know what that sickness was? A hereditary sickness that comes from his father and from his grandfather. There's a bunch of fighters, all with top, and then there's the heavy alcoholics. And we long for a vision that would open up a channel to bring up power to break that hereditary sickness. And held him to 6 inches long. Not with the sickness we have? Sin sickness. When Adam, our father, our first father, in Adam, your God, we inherit that. When he fell, because of what they ate. And for 6,000 years, man suffering. That's why the first 6 years never revealed redemption. There could be deception. One bloodshed. Famine, pestilence and death, the Holocaust. See? The 6 year tribulation period. Just man suffering for 6,000 years. For the seventh seal. The seventh seal. The seventh day was to bring a Sabbath, was to bring back a rest. After 6,000 years, man suffering the 7,000 years, what? The rest of the millennium. Going back to the Sabbath that God had. And that Sabbath is the seventh day, a seventh seal. In God's rest, where a man sees his own works and he enters into God's rest. And friends, that's the vision that comes to a man. When man ate, and when the church ate, the church fell into death. But the church had to come back out of it, that they eat again. And God had promised them eternal life. And God had promised them the hidden manna. And God had promised them to sup with them. And then God actually brought it down in the form of the world. And met the seven seals. He said, take it now and eat it up. Because this one is going to bring you all the way back to a new body. It's going to take you all the way back to the garden. This one, you'll change in your atoms. You will change dimensions. You'll go back to that great state civilization again. Not another message. Under this one. Under this one that you're feeding upon us. This clean food that couldn't come with man with no national hands. No man in God here. And try to catch this. No. It is God bringing down from heaven. He said, I am the bread of life, who come from heaven. The bread of God is He who is come down from heaven. If any man feed on Him, he shall never die. Revelation 10:1, another one is coming down from heaven. He said, who do you think you're feeding upon tonight? What do you think you're feeding upon tonight? You need energy, friends.
I need energy. And that energy comes from the sun. All energy comes from the sun. But trees, bodily life, they catch it. And they produce food. And then God designed a chain that others come and they begin to feed off of what that solar energy transforms into chemical energy. Comfort is fruit. It's a power. It's a refinement. It's good for the eyes. It gives a sharp eyesight. It makes it sensitive. It gives it discernment. It smells right. But it gives you power to walk straight. Amen. But it gives you balance. You don't topple over. You can keep your balance no matter how dark it gets. Whatever they had need of, God put them in an environment to find the food. And when they fed upon that, then you see a bird coming from that car, coming on that road. If that bird is coming up, if that bird can hear a seagull, he can run over. So why? He is feeding the right thing. What is feeding upon? You guys go to the back of your vomit every time. Eat it, vomit back up. That have nourishment? That have nourishment? You get a man feeding on a bunch of oysters. All of them shouting, snail and ferret. You know what I mean? Ferret it out! You know what I mean? They use the same word ferret. Because they ferret like a pole cat. They use the same word rather. Rather than hiding holes and loving different things. That's what the Hebrews hide in the log. The gate out there are flushed them out of the tent. They use that to hunt rabbits. You know the people who always speak in other people's lives? Always in taking very privacy, curious, inquisitive. They go in to pick up anything that didn't concern them and make me shock them afterwards. You see what the people? A weasel is one who gets, who has a weasel out of things. Look at the dictionary. I'm not even making it up. I show in the Bible 12 different ones. How fox, serpent, different things, goat, see, wolf. Why? It's all represented in human, in the realm of human. God has taken an eat. It represented the Gentiles. Unclean things. How does it represent the human mind? When Jesus came, what did he learn about? Is he the Lion of Judah? Is he Jehovah? Did the Holy Ghost in the form of dove? Today, there's so much going forth in the world today. And so much people get feeding upon these things. Because it seems it's going to give them a sweet power. It's going to give them protection. They're not going to be afraid of nothing. It's going to give them wealth and wisdom. See? Man, unregenerate man, always want a way to come back in that power. And Satan gives them all these false religions to try to come into something. All these different Moabite feasts and Egyptian feasts and all these different voodoo feasts and Shango feasts and all these different man eating like half and eating different parts of certain animals. So they think that they enjoy them with the powers that those animals have. If you know something, you feel upon Christ. He is those things. He's going to give you his faith. He's going to give you his virtue, his knowledge, his temperance, his patience. He's going to give you his humility and his sincerity. See, he's going to give you his love and his forgiveness. He's going to give you his temperance, the dear things. You will have to thank him for nothing. If you feed upon him. But if you think it's that you feed upon because the food is guys here, then what's in truth? Some people are coming here and behaving. You know they're eating somewhere. You can't talk in a certain way. You know they're mixing food. See? Clean and unclean food. That's the difference. Why God all of a sudden says, the man A stand out too. But he can lie across the path. See? Next man in mouth can control that mouth. Well, can you feed him? Big difference. This is a thing. The whole world wants that. To eat it. You know what happens in the ecumenical move? Catholic, Pentecostal, Baptist, Methodist, Baptist, Methodist, they all eat the same table. Every table, full of bumps, coming back to the office. God has sent him. Jesus has a table of time. Meat represents doctrine, the original apostolic doctrine has come back. What form? To bring it back to what we come. Because eating is what comes to come. Every behavior has. You want to have the right behavior for it. You want to have the bonus in the line. Not a rowing line trying to be hard. You want the bonus to be sanctified. You want the ox to be sacrificial. See? You don't want that wolf spirit, that cabin spirit. The flying wolf. Quickly, growing knees, quickly. I don't want to pray, I don't want to pray. I don't want people who want to pray for guys like I hear on the radio. Pentecostal minister, that is radio program. Calling to pray for things. You want to go and say, oh, Pastor, where you pray for this? You say, okay, bow your head and put your hand here. You gotta pray. He asked a question. He didn't even know what he was. Is he a believer? Is he living in sin? Or is it a condition that comes? Nothing at all. You gotta pray right away. See, something good over the airwaves. What is feeding us? What is feeding us? Food influences behavior. Thomas is praying that they feel a DDT. They kill all the weeds. They get any cockroaches. The hens want to eat the cockroach. They come up in the egg. The human being eats the egg. Come up in the human being. They dump the toxic waste in the sea. Man catch the fish. They eat the fish. They come inside of it. See? So remember, man is bird life, animal life, and bodily life, and marine life. All the life within the environment is come into man. Because man has a very large appetite. When that doctrine comes in the Corinthian church, it comes to full church. From a lower life, a Sadducee life, it comes right up in the bright church and started to achieve those people. When that Pharisee doctrine from a lower life, so that come the food chain. But man was, had said on that, come, didn't get detoxified, come into the new food, start to eat that too. But when you get a talk, you can't tell. And then you see some people sometimes. And but then you see the big carbon. But then you see the big carbon. You get healed here and you don't miss it. All the people you preach to, you go and get 7 demons in your time. Because you don't know how to get into the Holy Ghost, you have to take a pulse. Empty them out. All of us, you try to get the pulse of faith, but how does that return the person? The Holy Ghost. He was the behavior. He said, but how can I do that? Oh, you see the Bible. See? Look, know that when you're in a certain environment, it is better to be crazy, it's crazy to be. But the weather will make you crazy to be. Just the conditions that you're under, they get to be crazy. Just influence of other people you get along with who like certain type of things. And you sort of point to them, you sort of talk to certain things, and sort of like to certain things. And eventually, he doesn't get it. Why? The author of drinking the same cup and speaking the same way. But this world has a behavior for it. This world has an approach. This world has a certain order about it. This world has a certain relationship with it. This world has a certain place in this time. This world is putting a certain attitude. You want to see what kind of spirit in you? See what you're feeling in. See what you're hearing. See what you're reading. When you see yourself change the clothes and change the way you dress and change everything, you know that it's in the dance. Because you know, a certain type of word will produce a certain type of desire, or a certain type of food will not exist in the place of the Lord. Because you understand that body is a temple, and what that body was made for, and there's an earnest in that body to change that body, quit that body, so that that body is not to seduce. That body is not a place to be exposed to a touch. Is that what we do? The covenant people had to be that for a revelation. We have it again. Meaning, not each one, the model, only to the biggest son, legally, childhood, why do we eat? Why do we eat it? Went to the bush. Where exactly we went to the garden of Eden. And there are three fools, take them to a different bush, to a different nature. And that nature will try every way, all kind of superstition. It's superstition to get back this power. Man trying to pick the seven book of Moses. And he's a black cat passing. Guys going to their tower and put a red shit for the body. But I see, like the toucan in Brazil, when you see the toucan come by your house, you watch that. But in Egypt, when you see the falcon, you watch that. In Babylon, when you see the raven, you watch that. Superstition. When we see a dove, we get excited too. Wow, it's inherent in man, friends. It's inherent in it. It's something from the biggest kingdom. May God tonight give you appetite, give you a real desire for the true will. There is a power that Ethan can bring you back into. There is a character, there's an image of that. There's a motion that operates in the supernatural. Joshua struck the sun. How are you going to do sacrifice? Two animals. Two different nations. Two ways that they approach God. When man and God have a peace of it, man will be back in fellowship with God. All that can really foreshadow that they will do the common man God is taking this morning. Paul said, we have an altar, just get it done. See? It's true to him. In midnight, if you know the critical direction, my brother, my sister, come to the place where you realize God has provided all his clean things. Nothing that you need. And what we have, it has been done for you. It has the vitamin of the word God. It has given the right kind of vision. Not blurred vision. You know the characteristics. But what will it take? No man could desire the food. Yet you know the food so that if a man could peer the food. And he and she to examine the foot first, and then hide that foot. You don't give me the foot to him. You don't know it. Just put the tie and a piece of the back or something. You have to know the foot to the other side. He says, that can be that. He said, where are you going to sleep? You know where it's going to come. Man, you are reading something, you are there, and you're just catching the right thing. And you watch the tie of it. You know it. What they bring back is the old denominational doctrine. You look it in the microwave, then they heat it up, and you don't let it be there. Things that haven't come to food change, you don't even know how to get that out of it, because food is blood, and blood is life. And unless you eat the right seed, you can't eat the right cell. You can't eat the right blood cell. Only you can't eat the right blood cell, you can't be right resistance. Once you have the right resistance, then you feel it, and your life, your defense is broken down, and you're susceptible to all types of sins. You're falling to temptation easy. All kinds of temptation to do. If you do the right thing, to clean your blood. If you do the right thing, to clean your resistance. If you do the right thing, to get on the right side. If you do the right thing, to get the right skin. You know that? How many know that? Because God provided it to bring it to man. We'll be just more tomorrow. We'll get the child back. Because that is another type of issue. Very powerful to pray. We have a request also, but it's with Bernard. There's a prayer for deliverance from her cold age. Causing him to get diseases. And I say, read the letter 11 to 16, and see, friends, how true this doctrine is. In the very beginning, how it follows right to the Bible, how true the message is in the last days. When you see the word like that open to you, you know
to fix God in his 7 days. You don't have to be taken with all kinds of things that people influence your superstitious belief, anointed with superstition, thinking that you're going to derive certain powers when you eat certain type of things, and have people feed them different things, and then leave them in the sand. But God tonight, He Himself is all food. Father, we bow our hearts to your presence. Gracious God, in this hot building we have sat tonight. The Lord, as we consider what we have heard. From Genesis, when man began to eat from that tree, and they fell away, Father, into death, into sickness, into bondage. Man began corrupt. Man began fallen. But dear God, we begin to show in shadow and time. There's going to be a clean food that's going to come back. There's a way that man will be able to identify that food. There's a table that was going to be spread where you and man will sup together, Father. There's a word that will come back that a man will eat all the way back to the tree. You saw how the enemy, Lord, was going to try to conquer that, Father. How he was going to try to impersonate. How are you going to play a man's superstition? How are you going to try to bring savory food? How are you going to try, Lord, to disguise the food? How many people are going to tell the difference? How death is going to get into the pot? Many losing their blessing, losing their birthright. Oh, God. But here we are tonight, Father. You said that in this world there's a lasting faith. In this world there's a transforming power. In this world there's a power to love your enemies. No matter how you might disagree with someone, you can never become disagreeable. In here, man's going to learn to forgive 70 times 7. In here, man's going to be in absolute reverence and humility. There wasn't going to be no super duper. There wasn't going to be no proud, lifted up spirit. I am He. Oh God, there's going to be marked by delineation. You walk. You told us to look at the foot, Lord. So much can be revealed out of the feet of animals and birds. So much can be revealed, yeah, God, out of the beasts, of the creatures, of the way you made them up. The type of environment that you put them in. The type of things that they feed upon. And yet, God, you see that these things so reflected, and when you came, you called men serpents, you called them wolves, you called them foxes, you called them fish, you taught them all these things, you called them thorns and thistles and tears. Oh God, because there was something you only saw and made you before it bound them. When you wrote it in Genesis, Lord, it had a very mystery that was written in the heavens. It had a very mystery that was written back. And the Bible came in a written form in the last days. And now when all these things are uncovered, at the end of the age, Lord, we can look and see. Father, what you have given unto us, what we have feeding upon, is not some little man-made idea. It's something, oh God, that was tapped down to the Bible in Genesis. It's something, oh God, that is bringing us, Lord, to a divine order. It's something that is empowering our lives again and raising it up. We're going to live, oh God, in a certain condition where we can pressurize like the eagle that's been upon the fresh food to soar into the heavens with a prophetic vision, with telescopic sight and microscopic sight, with such powerful wings jumping a plaza to pull a pillar. With a wicked scent in the air comes, with a buzz and a field carrion, with push the pieces trying to get up in that same realm. Oh, gracious God. When we look at man's principles in this hour, we see man so wishy-washy, hiding, scheming, pretensive, make-believing. But all these things are identified in your words tonight, man. We see the behavior, we see the characteristics.
We see the realm that they feed on. We see the things that come, the food chain that is brought up through Hollywood and magazines and things they see in the office and conversation again with people that impress them and their modern thinking and education. These things that they feed on, these are clean foods. They put them in the intellectual realm. They put them in the positive thinking realm. They try to boost up the senses. Thinking is faith, but it's a mission. They bust the pieces in the child's house. Oh God. You got to personally that time. I pray tonight, Lord, where man, through the association, through the environment, through the things that influence their life, Lord, through the things that they feed upon in the past, that a culture that thinks that sometimes they really think they have no taste there. Because, Lord, the taste person becomes so numb, insensitive, because of the unclean foods and the filth in the swamps and where the sewage is dumped and the cesspools where the toxic waste is poured out, destroying the habitat of many creatures who now have to feed in a polluted environment. And the very food that once was clean is now being polluted and they're put up into the system. And it begins to come up from around to around as it's fed upon. And Lord, we see in every realm, whether it's animals or fishes or birds, they are all dying. Because the food in every realm is becoming polluted. One of these days, Father, even these very bodies of ours will be changed. Lord Jesus, this world that we are feeding on tonight, this world that we take in and hold on the inside and chew it, as it shall come, digest it, bring it back up, and chewing over the deeper points, turn it up, until we grasp it and get a hold of it, until we become alive within us. Until we begin to influence our walk and our talk. Until we put in the atmosphere of us. When we speak it, somebody knows it's not just a head knowledge. But the word is quickened and become part of us, part of our very own nature. We are not worthy to walk. Oh God. May you make that real to us tonight, Lord. That would break every power of every hereditary thing, Lord. Everything, oh God, that had dominion over us and bound us and retarded us and paralyzed us. So we can walk on through. Lord, oh God, nothing the Lord God is to do. Equipment power. Raising us up. Father, Lord, put the power and power. Lord, we break through dimensions for these things. You promise will be like that. You sure lift me up in Elijah, in your very own life. And now it comes our turn. It falls our slot. And then move in Elijah. And before we can move into that, Lord, you spread the table, Father. You provide the food again. Give such an insight, man. Give such a discernment. Give such a divine revelation that your people will be able to tell the difference between right and wrong. Their senses will be exercised. They'll have the discernment, Lord. They will know what minister precious, what prophet is little. They will know their God, what overthrow the faith, what eat like a gangrene, what produces rebellion, what makes intellectual, what brings me to end up in the flesh after this battle is spilled. Well, all that will come, they will know these things. And so you'll have a rebound. The Lord God will not be able to affect me. The defense will be stronger. They'll walk and be an overcomer. They will live in victory. May you grant it to my son. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and ask you. Amen. As you bring out the bottle of offering, we get into prayer, this is a prayer. Before you even say this tonight, you know you might feel a difference. Or maybe what you don't want to see done is why your life seems so impotent. It's why you can't seem to get airborne. Can't seem to set your wings and do nothing. Every little thing upsets you. You get sick of the atmosphere so quick. You have to be bathed and packed and sprayed like a little house plant. You get so sensitive sometimes. Somebody just talk to you still, rebuke you or something. You go in a shell. Like some crab. Some turtle or something. You begin to withdraw yourself. You begin to get indifferent. You don't realize that's a behavior. Lack of a proper diet. Things that you ought to eat should give you the burdens. When you throw off things, you fret so much. You worry so much. All these things. You're not going and drink your bottle of divinity. You eat an egg. But because they hang into the cockroach, and the cockroach was in the field, when the field was sprayed, it picked it up and went up into the head and carved into you, and then you begin to be affected. It might even die. But unless you search your food, what you feed upon, where it comes from, what you feed upon, what does that feed upon? Where do you think I get these things tonight? I get it from God. God comes up to me in the room. How could I sleep? Leviticus 11:16. Seal up inside of me. Type it back in Genesis. Type it back in Revelation. Type it up to the Bible to you. Bring it personally to you. Maybe tonight, God wants to give you a new craving. Remember that boy who was craving that sulfur? Being the pencil of his rubber. His rubber was pencil. Then being the pedal of the bicycle. He was craving something. He was lacking something on the inside. And he had to eat what had the nourishment to bring the sustenance. If you're craving a rapturing faithfulness, there's certain things you have to eat. If you're craving an overcoming and a resisting the devil to flee from you, it should mean you have to eat. You say, oh my, I want that tonight. I just scorn this and scorn that tonight. I just say, well, I never ate that before, so I never eat that. I have to be doing a Methodist something or Baptist something or some of the denominational something. This is why maybe you get sick so easy. You can't seem to maintain your victory. You can't seem to maintain your atmosphere. You get amnesia. You lose your memory. You drift back into a state of consciousness. You lose your identity again. Maybe tonight you begin to find out certain type of foods have what you need for it. And you want to reach it. While you pray, you understand the Lord, remember me. I want that word that could make me become the word, Lord. I want that word that could make me more like you, Jesus. I want to receive that in my heart. Maybe I feed you on the sports page, in the comic strip. I feed you on all the magazines, and I feed you on all the different things. But I want to feed more on the word. I want to take more time for the word of God. For the spiritual food in due season. Blessed is the servant whom the Lord will find when he comes, giving out the meat in due season. The other one is eating and drinking with sinners. Fight and smite him with his fellow men. Why? Because what he was feeding upon. But the other one was giving up meat in due season. Right into the seventh season, the coming of the Lord. I know what I'm talking about tonight. Oh, gracious God. I pray, Father. Multitude and multitude of scriptures. Everywhere in the Bible. Shadows, types, stories, prophecies, scriptures, ordinances, symbols. Open up this great revelation, Father. Something, oh God, the right type of nourishment. To bring the right type of health. To bring the change, dear God. To bring the right type of power. To cause man to live in the right condition. To live in the right atmosphere. To be able, oh God, to repel the right type, the type of attacks that come in this day. To give the right type of vision. To give the right type of sensitiveness. Oh God. May you grant it to your children tonight, Father. I desire to feed upon the word. And your thought is to pray, give us this day our daily bread. And that each day you had a portion allotted, Lord. And your messenger caught the mystery and the seal open. And he brought a course. And the 7 ages, they brought 7 courses, a course in each age. And the last age, God gathered as a great 7-course menu. The word coming in this fullness at supper time, evening time, when man is going to eat again, Father, when you have your people in this cesspool, when every church is sick, all table full of vomit. See people who call themselves Christians in bikinis by the beach, dancing the rock and roll music, men digging a tree and 4 wives, men coming drunk and coming on table, all type of things, people in adultery, living with their father's wife and all these things. Men keeping houses, leading men astray. People are causing contention, taking them into captivity. Lord, the bridge with a false union. Taking them into idolatry. All these things. Some perishing against in the poor. Some in rebellion in the way of Cain. Oh God! There's a way, Father. That way has come to us and we see it. You make it so plain tonight. But let it be set on every heart here, even this very moment. Your children's sincerity, knowing that this word can build the right blood cells. To bring back the blood of Jesus Christ. To give them that vibrant blood system, Lord. Give that real fresh breath. Give them a food, a meat to eat. There's nothing checked to be looked at our substances, oh God. Not high breathed and broken down and polluted. Not soft and mushy. Man become a jellyfish. Have to live with the air conditioner to die. Little bed ball hitting me, fall to pieces. Pick up all kinds of diseases. Oh God. Put us in that glorified body. A body that doesn't have no sin inside of it. Body like your glorious body. Can we eat our way to that? Yes, you said so, Lord. Hallelujah! And I pray tonight, Father. And you said, I will sup with you. And to finish this last part of the ministry, we must eat upon what you have given. And then we'll see a ministry of testimony that will go for the signs and the wonders and miracles among the lost. We turn Paul and start the rapture faith in the good of the church. And a testimony to the lost. We promise you, Lord. And Lord God, we believe that tonight. And so I pray everyone that raised their hand, desire that. That crave with constant time. To feed upon this food as we told the prophet is taught. And stir up, Lord, what we're going to feed upon. Now it's being brought out of this storm. And now it's being spread upon the prayer. Lead us and guide us as we go, Father. Bring us back to morning. May you read the word as the people have been exhorted to do. Meditate upon it, chew. May it produce the right type of walk. That they have the characteristics in that walk, in that people. And the attitude in that digestion of the word. That they can reflect that they are fed upon the creation. For Lord, will this be displayed in their behavior. And show forth their attitude. And thank you, Father.
your love will not come to shake them. The authority will come. And we come into people in your hands, let your Holy Spirit open. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. May you take them out safely. May you bless them and go down. As you bless them and come in. Thank you for doing it. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Let's give our hands to you. In reverence. In thanksgiving. If you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will never die. We're going to end up with a natural eating on Sunday evening. When we come to eat that bread and drink of that cup, first, we start with this eating tonight. And that eating speaks to the marriage supper that we are going to. And this great time that we are looking forward to over these next few days. May the God who first created you, may He do something for us. And all of you who made the sacrifice for you, both the big one, seedless, and put this down on you of your country here, may this be a convocation for you. Go to the together's meeting, get your heart to a place. This is a time when the Holy Spirit, when you get soft, you get sensitive, can come down to you. When in your heart, there's a tenderness and a sincerity. Let that dove come and coo to you, friend. I know He will do it for you. I know He will not fail you. They just sing on the wings of the snow white dove. On the wings of the snow white, He sent out the unclean bird, it never came back. The crow went to feed upon the dead bodies, but the dove fled. They went looking for other fruit. A loyal bird, loyal to its mate. A messenger. A bird that can be trusted. On the wings of a dove.
On the wings of a spring.
We're going to come back at 5 p.m. tomorrow. Try and make it out before Sunday morning. We're going to start early.
A sign from above.
May God give you that supernatural sign. Give you the judge. Sign of the Holy Spirit coming down. Coming down upon the word. Jesus is the word. The dove coming into land. Complete nature.
Noah has lived
on the flood of the days.
All he searched for land. Searched for land.
Oh, in various ways.
Various.
What should he have? Clean animals and three animals in the land. And then when he offered his sacrifice and he took him with his slave, it was three beasts. He offered up. God gave him confirmation.
One day,
look where he's born in a stable. A little lamb in a manger pile. Angel pain. God is simplicity, God is humility. No, he rejected me. God is judging of the devil. But not from above. My judgment from above. My word is truth and life, sir. So I made you clean by the word I spoke to you.
On the wings of a dove. On the wings of a dove. Let it be done.
Let it draw you to a real walk, a clean walk. Let walk in the comfort of the ungodly. Let sickness be responsible.
On the wings of the dove, although I have suffered
all these hereditary things, this sinful nature, this loss in the flesh,
since I have not had the will in the world, not enemy.
Just be broken, friends.
Just feed upon the true words, see.
The power of the Holy Subjection. And do God change his body.
On the wing, Mr. Wright, I want to go. God bless you tonight.